Track 9, Clear and Timely Pathways into the Correct Help, Principle 2. Veterans should be able to access the right help at the right time. Our findings. All stakeholders highlighted the need for timely access to well-being support and mental health treatment and improved pathways into services. There are a number of online hubs in operation across the UK that provide signposting and resources regarding veterans' health and well-being services. Veterans and their families told us that, despite these efforts, it remained confusing to know where to go for the appropriate, credible help to meet their needs. There are a number of phone lines that are either referral points into specific services or are based UK-wide and therefore have limited knowledge of Scottish service provision. Quote, the number of service charities are growing numerically. A number of them are doing niche work, but because there are so many of them, how do you know what is right for you? To me, having a mentoring-type connection that could be made available quickly with knowledge of what services are available and what might suit you. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. Quote, people should not have to struggle so hard to get the support that they need so badly. Veterans need to know what is out there and have a big, clear picture of what it all looks like. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. Stakeholders that operate these methods of communication have fed back the difficulties in keeping these resources up to date due to the rapidly changing landscape of services. This then exacerbates the difficulties experienced by veterans and their families in attempting to access the appropriate service at the right time, ensuring veterans and wider family members can access crisis phone lines was another area for improvement highlighted through SVCN focus groups. There is a need to ensure that crisis lines that operate across the UK have access to all relevant information on Scottish services and sources of support. There was good awareness of armed forces and veterans champions in each NHS board, but many stakeholders reported that they would find it difficult to approach them if they felt people were being disadvantaged by their military services due to their seniority. Where these were available, peer support workers or local authority navigators work well. The idea of someone to help navigate the different organisations and support them with referrals was suggested. It was championed by stakeholders and is something that works successfully in other health and social care delivery settings. Veterans in the focus groups highlighted that they found the transition to civilian life particularly difficult. This is corroborated by stakeholders and in the literature, particularly for specific population groups. Footnote 47. Bellamy C., Schmidt T., and Davidson L., 2017, An Update on the Growing Evidence Base for Peer Support, Mental Health and Social Inclusion, 21(3), pp. 161-167. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.emerald.com/insight/content/doi/1010/mhsi-03-2017/0014/full/html. Quote, be proactive, not reactive, and capture people within the last 6 months of service. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. Quote, there was a lack of understanding of military needs and how to assist the transition and a great lack of mental health assistance for those who were leaving, including family. End quote. Veteran Focus Group. data from Police Scotland shows that between October 2018 and September 2019, someone taken into police custody self-disclosed as being a veteran 5,697 times. This could include veterans being arrested more than once in this time period. Footnote 48, Police Scotland 2020, Management Information. Research suggests that a small number of providers work with veterans and their families in the criminal justice system. This suggests that this cohort may not have access to the same level of support as other veteran groups. Footnote 49, Cable G, Flutie K, Cooper A and Almond M, 2020, Snapshot Criminal Justice System, a plain language summary of research and evidence, Forces in Mind Trust. The printed version of this document contains a hyperlink. https://www.vfrhub.com/wp-content/2018/cj-s-snapshot-v2_11.12-cj-s-final.pdf. There is a need to ensure that veterans within the criminal justice system are able to access appropriate support and treatment through, for example, veterans champions within the Police Scotland or support through the Scottish Prison Service. What is needed? 2.1. Building on current services and resources to develop a support service / phone line for the veteran community that provides crisis support out of hours for veterans and for family members. Offers the veteran and veteran's family members a range of options as to where they go. Offers clinical triage. Refers to local veterans' mental health and well-being services and third sector services. Is facilitated by people who have knowledge and training in veteran-specific issues and/or peer support workers. 2.2. A Scottish Veteran Community Online Resource Hub, which includes positive case study videos of serving personnel, veterans and their families, which represent all cross sectors within this community. Resilience resources for staying mentally and physically well. Service map of supports both on a national and local level. Resources and support groups for the wider veterans community. 2.3. Develop a robust transition process focusing on pre-discharge and early discharge. It will build on existing work by the MOD to improve pathways of transfer of care for wounded, injured, and sick soldiers. Incorporate policies and principles to mitigate against the risk of suicide in high-risk groups. Develop processes for early service leavers with complex psychological needs. Improve information sharing protocols to support health and care for the growing reservist population. Improve processes for those who currently transition without a resettlement package in place. Consider how information is shared and support statutory services to access military records where appropriate. 2.4. Have robust information systems, e.g. Veterans Mental Health Information System, alongside information governance protocols to support appropriate and proportionate information sharing with relevant partners along the patient pathway. This should include the third sector, MOD, GPs, Veterans Mental Health and Wellbeing Services, and wider NHS and statutory services. 2.5. Support veteran awareness-raising initiatives such as veteran-friendly GP practices and veteran-aware hospitals across Scotland. 2.6, ensure all elements of the following tiers of care are working in collaboration to facilitate integrated care pathways for veterans. See Appendix E for more detail. Tier 1, Keeping Well. Networks, communities, online resources. Tier 2, Mental Health and Wellbeing Support. Peer-to-peer support, online therapies, support for employment, housing, etc. Tier 3, Mental Health Services. Assessment, diagnosis, psychiatry, psychology, treatment, recovery. Community provision or residential. Tier 4, Mental Health Inpatient. 2.7. Develop supported referral pathways to ensure access into veterans' community mental health and wellbeing services from other services, including primary care, social work, alcohol and drug services, and third sector services. To ensure access into veterans' community mental health and wellbeing services for veterans leaving police custody and prison, and work with providers to develop knowledge and confidence for working with these veterans. From the veterans' community mental health and wellbeing services into wider NHS and third sector health and wellbeing services, such as chronic pain management and alcohol and drugs services. This includes scoping the development of veterans' trauma pathways. 2.8. Work with local authority and NHS Armed Forces and Veterans Champions to ascertain the need for further veteran navigators who can provide more one-to-one support to ensure that veterans and the wider veterans community are able to access the full range of health, social and third sector services. How we plan to make this happen. Pathways into local services need to be designed to maximise veterans' engagement as set out in Principle 1. There is also a need for a national point of access that can assist with coordination, ensuring people can access the right service for them. The SVCN, as a collaborative strategic network, is ideally placed to bring together partners for the delivery of these recommendations. The SVCN will establish a working group with all relevant partners, including the veterans community, those serving in the armed forces, MOD, GPs, and veterans services, to develop a full transition policy that meets the needs of veterans. The SVCN will work in collaboration with all existing partners to ensure that all relevant information to direct veterans to the appropriate help in Scotland is shared and updated regularly. The SVCN will work with the Scottish Government's Armed Forces and Veterans Implementation Group, who are leading on the rollout of veteran-friendly GP practices. The SVCN will work with the Scottish Health in Custody Network, Police Scotland and the Scottish Prison Service and community justice partners to support the development of pathways from justice settings.